I think mainly the Theravada tradition or other tradition who cannot understand this thing called the Buddha nature, the true nature. Then when they read the sutta, they become more confused. They say that self nature is complete by itself, perfect and honesty. So to them, they say, what is going on? Is it like no need to cultivate? It's already perfect. Everything is already there. Then why you want to cultivate? Then who is cultivating? Actually, that line of thinking or reasoning come from the thought, the material mind. That's why they cannot understand. It doesn't mean that each and every one of us, we have the self nature, the Buddha nature, the true nature, that we can become enlightened. No, that is not the case. What is important is the understanding that you have two minds. One is the mundane mind, the conditioned arising mind, cause of phenomena. And that one is a karmically conditioned form of mind, vehicle and tool for us to come. And that one is impermanent. You attach and cling, it leads to suffering. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent and changing entity that you can cling onto, grasp onto, and hold onto, and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. And that one, the Buddha said, is a delusion. So knowing this is very important. Yeah, this is not your true nature. This is not your true self nature. That's why in meditation, we need to silence this mundane mind, the thinking mind, to realize the true mind, that awareness nature within, then stabilize it to finally cease the mundane mind and realize the oneness nature, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. That in order to develop wisdom, we have to use this true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature, to meditate, to awaken. That's where the difficulty stands. That's how people fail to understand cultivation. It doesn't mean that each and every one of us have the Buddha nature. We don't need to do anything. We just have to realize that nature, which is not completely wrong too. But to realize that nature is not easy. Even after you have realized that, to live life, you still need to come out and use the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So when it comes to living life, you still need the form of mind, even though it's not real, not you, but it's karmically connected to you when you have to do a duty. You have to understand that you need to perform its duty towards the law of karma, because within the conditioned world there is such thing as the law of karma, the reality of life and existence. Life and existence itself is what the mundane conditioned world is all about. So the two aspects, the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma, both need to be understood in order to have the wisdom to live life. So this is where the difficulty is. So not understanding all this will trap the living being, will lead to delusion, and one become gullible because one use the thought process to reason, to analyze, and try to understand the truth which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So, knowing all this, we need to really develop the cultivation. Unless we cultivate and realize the true mind, stabilize the awareness nature, then use it to develop wisdom and understanding, to understand both the mundane and the supramundane, the conditioned and the unconditioned. Then, with that clear understanding, we are not confused, not deluded. Then whether you are with the form of mind as a human being, or you are with the true mind, your nature, There is no confusion at all because you need both. The wisdom that you develop through the awakening come from the silent mind, your true nature. You have to use that to meditate, to awaken. Then after that, that wisdom which is connected to that nature is also connected to the form and mind. Because from the form and mind you come, and the form and mind is the only vehicle and tool that can lead you to that nature, to realize that true nature and that true mind. So with that, the wisdom will protect the form and mind from being deluded, gullible. That is how enlightenment is to be realized and understood. When we talk about enlightenment, it's an awakening of the nature. It has nothing to do with the form and mind. Because the form and mind is technically not real, not you. So when you say enlightened, means it's not you that form and mind become enlightened. The form and mind you can say is enlightened because of the wisdom connected to it, yes. But that one is not you. That one is anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. That one is condition arising phenomena, not a permanent unchanging entity. And that understanding is very important, very, very important. Without that understanding, you will not be able to break free. Okay?